The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey,
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Chuckle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours of Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, George!
It's Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining, old mirth, amazing, old perky, whimsical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
We're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for September 21st, 2010. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker, cookies, the tailor, fine armor, the girl downstairs, the reading, having him turned on this morning at the top of the show, Hail Grandkina!
You need to breathe when you do that. Hail and greetings.
You just like hearing me breathe.
Like to make sure I'm still breathing, huh? As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. If you'd like to download any of the podcasts of the previous shows, you can get them at onlinegamingradio.com. And kithacore.org/show, that is. So how you doing today, Oakland?
A little tired.
You weren't doing too good yesterday.
No.
I got home, you were sacked out on the in the recliner of doom.
Mm-hmm.
All the lights off.
Mm-hmm.
You told me to cook up a leftover hamburger.
Yep.
Which I didn't do, so I have standards.
Duh.
I do. I have standards when it comes to burgers, and, well, I'm sorry. Been there since Saturday. I've had enough of those burgers now. Bad enough that I usually have burgers on for lunch anyway. Don't want to have them when I come home, too.
Well, that's not my fault you eat burgers for lunch.
It is. It's all your fault.
How so?
Because Jethel said so. And no one's half the battle. Jethel show. Anyway. Moving on! So let's see. Exciting happenings. We're now in the midst of the Moonlight Enchantments.
Wasn't that just over? I mean, today's the 21st.
Apparently they have so many problems with them trying to run them for only 24 hours. They've extended it to 48.
Oh.
Pretty much permanently. So they're still going on right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, you notice every time they announce it's only for one day, they have to extend it to another day for one reason or another. So I think they just made the decision, you know, screw it, it's 48 hours.
48 hours seems a decent amount of time instead of 24. I mean, 24, you sneeze and they're gone, you know? I don't know.
So yeah, they're going on through midnight tonight, I believe. I haven't heard if there's anything new in the Moonlight Enchantments. There hasn't been for the longest time. But, you know, if there's something new, by all means, let us know and we'll take a look at it. Might be something I may have to hustle up and try to get. Tat-Tat says nothing new. Okay. Nothing new. I don't think there's anything I want, to be honest.
I don't have any room in my house for anything.
Did you start moving over to Hollis yet?
No.
Okay, that's a short conversation.
Yeah. Real quick. No.
Nah, not yet. I'm pretty much all moved into my my skiff here. Got like one room, then I'm just like, what do I do with this corner? I just don't know. But I think it's pretty cool for the fact that I'm designing my own floor plan and laying my own foundation. I think this is turning out rather well. I like it. And I... let me see, slash house. And I have plenty of room if I want to build another room. I might do that.
Cool.
I might do that somewhere. Somewhere along the line. Maybe an observation deck 100 feet above the skiff.
You keep wanting to go up.
But I can build it on the deck and then raise it up. So there. Anyway, I'm being informed that Intrigue... the club Intrigue will be opening tonight for social, gaming, and drinking at 2 Freedom Road, South Freeport. now. So there we go. Intrigue opening up for socializing, gaming, and drinking. 2 Freedom Road, South Freeport. And I'm assuming it's under Intrigue. The Incy Wincy Spider has more than likely already gotten themselves started. That's 2 Bale Court, South Kinos, under the Spider. And I don't think Size Hammer is open this week. They're open every other week. I don't think they're going on this week. But that would be the Nettleville Inn, just off of South Freeport, under Saya's Hammer. All of this, of course, on the Antonia Bale server. And you can find that calendar of events at kithcore.org. If you just scroll down the main page, I have tonight's events listed and approved events, in other words, places I've actually gone to, listed for the entire week. And you can just mouse over the name, and it says, like tomorrow, there's In a Nutshell. In a Nutshell, 5 p.m., three-room acorn, Kelethon, under Nutshell. Oh, there we go. That is upcoming events. Another upcoming event happens in Hollywood, California. Do you want to talk about that at all, Ann?
I don't know.
You know what I want
to... the Tutor's doing his gallery on October 23rd.
The Tutor.
Basically, it'll run from 7 till 11. That's 4 hours, and they're going to be highlighting all the students' work that has done the Tutor. I think I'm going through postpartum creation depression.
You do that, though. You get done doing something that I think you've done a wonderful job on, and you always go into this, oh, it's not good enough.
It's like giving frigging birth, I swear. I mean, it's all done, and then you stand back and go, what did I just do?
Are you saying that Eric wasn't good enough? Poor boy!
I still felt like that for a while.
Oh, God.
No, I
hope
mean,
he's not listening right now.
No, he's out of the room, or else I wouldn't have said that. Okay. But let me pull up some info on it. It's supposed to be at the Paul G. Gleason Theater at 6520 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, California. Tickets are $10 for general admission, or you can pay $65 and you get this very important pupil pack, in which you do is you get a T-shirt and an autograph, gallery poster and a gallery button, general admission. But they're going to do an art exhibition of the students' homework. They're going to have the crowning of the class valedictorian. They'll be having tutor merchandise, a costume contest, and a live demonstration from the tutor. What that means, I don't know. But if you guys are interested at all, I believe just go to themoltingcomic.com/blog/tickets. Real easy.
The tutor.
I just don't know if I'm going to go.
I think you should if you can.
I don't think I can, huh? Not with things coming up.
Yeah.
You know, at least I'm going to buy a couple tickets and send Chad. At least.
Maybe send Chad, maybe like bribe Brass, Chad. We don't know.
Or Chad can grab a friend and go, I don't know. As long as, I mean, I'd rather just be a fly on the wall and, you know.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't know.
You'd be there in your black cloak.
No.
Blood dripping down your hands. Yeah.
No.
You'd walk in there and be like, I'm El Quinchena. You know?
No. Oh, no.
And then you'd be like, tutor, you're coming with me. And then you'd bring the tutor back to your hotel room and have your way with him.
No, sorry. Sorry, I don't know.
Well, we'll see.
I like him as an artist.
I know if you're able to, you'd be happy to. So.
Yeah. I'd still be hanging in the background in the darkness watching what everybody else is doing. I just don't want to... You know how I am. They get the light on me and I run. Why do you think I didn't really be in the video per se? I mean, I was in the video, but I wasn't really presenting myself. Because I can't... I don't want to be at the spotlight.
Yes, you can see El Quinchena's latest tutor video at youtube.com/ElQuinchena.
A lot of people like that one. It's only 30 seconds long.
I like it. I thought it was...
That's when we shanghaied all the friends over. And I want to thank all my friends for coming over. That was Urson and Kitty and Becky.
Urson, Santania, and Tilaru.
I can never say her name.
And Tilaru's daughter, who does not play.
Right. They brought me cake.
Yep, we had a nice little birthday party for you on Saturday.
Huge cake. Said ding on it. Mm-hmm. And then when they got here, I was like, well, I need to film you guys for the tutor, and I need you in the living room, and I need you all dead.
And then you murdered us. Brutally, well, horribly murdered us.
Well, it was funny. I had some of you guys sitting, I said, well, just position yourselves dead, you know. What they do is they all sit lined up on the couch and just kind of go limp. And it's like, no. You guys don't look dead enough. Kitty's over there texting like crazy. And I'm going, Kitty, be dead. So she sort of be dead, and she's still texting.
Stop talking the Nicotel!
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
So I finally got them to kind of, you know, drape themselves around each other and not breathe. That was the next thing, was getting them not to breathe while on camera.
And it was really difficult for Kitty to not, for Santania to not breathe when you're tickling her cleavage with a paintbrush.
Yeah, we needed some marble, you know.
That almost got to a whole different level of video, you know that?
We needed some gratuitary cleavage in this, so it was like...
Gratuitous cleavage. And if there's one friend that we have with gratuitous cleavage, it's Santania.
Mm-hmm. So it was like, please, I need... She goes, I got the cleavage. Okay, great. So, yeah.
I got in there and propped them up.
Yeah, I know.
Heave!
That was funny on its own. Yep, Kitty's Santania's cleavage is always ready. And no, she felt manhandled. You did. You manhandled those suckers.
Manhandled those big old boobies.
Oh my God. We should have had her take her other tank top off so there was more, but we didn't think about it. And at that time, if we had, it would have broke continuity. So it was like, well.
But it was for art. It was for art. I fondled her for art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this theater that they're having it at is what they call a black box theater.
Mm-hmm.
Chad was telling me that they have a lot of these little ones down there. Seats 100.
Hmm.
thing that gets me, it's on Hollywood Boulevard. Now, last time I was down in the L.A. area, I was in my early 20s. And I was at, I drove on Hollywood and Vine. I was at Hollywood and Vine once. Mm-hmm. I actually drove down Hollywood Boulevard. I was told not to stop the car.
That bad, huh?
You do not want to stop at Hollywood and Vine. I don't know if it's cleaned up. You look at it on Google, you know, the street looks all clean, but, you know, I don't know. At that time, there was a lot of hookers and drug dealers on Hollywood and Vine.
Uh-huh.
You did not want to stop the car.
Well, we can hope they cleaned it up anyway, at least with cleaner hookers.
I don't know. I went down there with a bunch of other musicians, matter of fact. We went to a NAMM show. National Music Musicians Association, blah, 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 blah. And they had it down in, across the street from Disneyland, basically, down there. Big convention center. And it was just nothing but musical instruments and people who make musical instruments. And I got a picture of Yngwie Malmsteen and, God, who else did I see? Well, I saw a lot of people. I saw Eddie Van Halen throwing picks at people. He was drunk off his ass.
Well, you would assume so.
He was. Ooh. So, it was kind of interesting. It was tiring, but don't ask me how, but we ended up driving on Hollywood Boulevard and before we drove all the way back home to Modesto. That was long ago in a land far, far away.
Long, long time ago, when Eddie Van Halen was throwing picks, I got one in the eye.
You crested the, on the way down, you crest the grapevine to head down into LA, and all you see is this huge cloud of crap.
Crap? Oh, crap. The smog and stuff.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it was
well,
like,
I'm
oh
sure
my
it's not
God,
that bad
I'm driving
now.
To this? I hope not.
Smoke.
I mean, it's enough to make you want to have a gas mask with you when you go in. And it's like, oh my God, what am I doing down here?
It's the giant dragon from The Hobbit. I am Smaug!
And of course, everywhere you look is civilization houses and stuff. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Housing as far as the eye can see, but no one can afford it.
Now, my other times, I mean, I've never been down to L.A. to that area again. I've always gone down further to Anaheim. That's not bad down there.
I've never been to California. Perhaps one day. One
gonna day. Gonna go in the winter. You will not handle the summer.
I wish they all could be California. Anyway.
In October, it shouldn't be too bad. Because when we went down to NAMM, that was in the middle of summer.
You know, if we're going to travel anywhere on purpose in October, it's not going to be California. We'll go to Massachusetts. Go to Salem.
But isn't that all commercialized?
Unfortunately, yeah. In the last... 20 years or so, it's gotten pretty bad from what I understand. But I say, you know, I got a list of places I want to bring you when we actually go out east.
Yeah.
I want you to see the White Mountains of New Hampshire and bring you out to Salem, Mass.
Well, there's places I'd like to take you around here, but getting you to go there is next to impossible.
I'm sorry,
you
can't drive 4 hours in New Hampshire and still be in the state. From top to bottom. And the one place around here I kind of want to go, I want to go see Mount St. Helens. And it's like, God, it's like 4 or 5 hours away. It's like, ugh.
Really nothing if you just, we just do it?
Can't we just take a plane?
No!
Like a half an hour by plane.
Oh, please.
Anyway. I have notes.
You do?
Well, a few, anyway. Let me bring that up here. Okay. We already commented on Moonlight Enchantments. Commented on Quinjana's tutor video. We have birthdays. We have birthdays this week. On Friday, everyone's favorite dwarf, Brass. And I won't say how old she'll be because she'll hit me with a battle axe. But Brass's birthday is this coming Friday. And I guess today, we have two birthdays that land on today. Loopy from the Antonia Bale server. And Xanadi's daughter, Gabrielle. Both of them today. I don't think they're the same age. So, Gabrielle, Xanadi's daughter. Loopy from the Antonia Bale server. And Brass from Sony Online Entertainment. All birthdays this week. So, congratulations. Here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
You know, in honor of Brass's birthday, I almost did a birthday dwarf. I have a whole bunch of drunken dwarves serenading Brass. That'd be kind of cool. But too late to do that now. Alrighty. Let's see, what else do I have here? Notes. I don't have a lot of notes. Not a lot happened this week. I have one notable death.
Not Abe Vigoda, is it?
Nope, Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Hooray!
Death of, his name is Bill Littlejohn, who died of natural causes.
Is he an Indian?
Nope. Well, I don't know if he's an Indian or not, but died 96 of natural causes. He was one of the animators behind Tom and Jerry and the Peanuts cartoons.
Sorry, well, with a nickname like Little John, I'm thinking, not a Native American person?
Well, either that or he ran around in tights with Robin Hood. Gotta be a man to wear tights!
Tights!
Help me see him. So,
we're Butch.
So, what else is going on? Was there anything interesting in game as far as notes or whatever?
I finally went to Icy Keep.
Okay.
I've never been there before. That was fun.
Well, you know, I haven't been to it since they made it a regular zone. Of course, I've been to the one, you know, for the Frostfell instance.
Oh, no, I'm talking to the raid zone.
Right, I haven't been to the raid zone.
Oh, I thought you said you had.
No, just the Frostfell instance.
We were doing really good until we got to the guy where you beat him down to a certain point. He's a Yeti or something, and then he will spawn two orbs that you have to separate. We did that fine, we got the two separated. So when they got to three orbs, for some god-awful reason, they could not get them separated fast enough. Mm. It's not the fact that we couldn't get them separate, we did, but we just, for some reason, we couldn't get it fast enough, and, you know, next thing we know, we've got the big guy back up again, so it was like,
Chola from the Unrest server says that they're doing him right now.
Good luck! I mean, we tried separating them far. We tried separating them into pillars. Mm-hmm. It's just that I don't know. They just couldn't separate them fast enough. I think. I don't know. I was waiting for the tanks to get their mobs, so then we could start attacking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you'll get through it eventually.
Someday. I mean, I've got a thing that will get me a pretty good weapon if I can ever go back. We'll have to start looking to go back.
The return to Icy Keep. This summer, Elquin Jenna is on a journey.
Wait a minute. Wait.
What?
Summer's over with. As of tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. or something, fall starts.
Coming this last... Christmas, Elquin Jenna.
Wait. What? We're not into winter yet, huh? We've still got fall to go through. Fall through, you know.
Just when you thought it was over, this Halloween, Elquin Jenna presents Saw 37.
Oh, no.
The Icy Keep.
The Icy Keep.
I gotta rent my voice out to some friggin' video place.
Coming this Christmas to a theater near you. She was tough. She had a bow. She had great tits. Anyway.
Okay.
All right then. There is a new cloak on the marketplace.
I bet you Nobrin did it, huh?
The Cloak of Stained Glass.
That's been on there for a while.
It has?
Yes.
Huh.
See, before fanfare, even.
I did not know that.
Yeah, because Urison had one and he really wanted to meet Dobryn.
Ah.
Okay. I don't know what hole you've been in, hon, but,
Well, I thought it was new because it showed up on the item of the week. On the welcome window.
Well, no, it's just they want to sell more of them.
You know, I think they ought to let us sort by date on these things. See what's new. You know what I mean? So we don't have to fish around. But I like it. It looks pretty cool. It looks like we have Antonia Bale in some kind of a onesie bathing suit on one side.
On the cloak?
Yes.
I thought it was supposed to be a dragon on it.
Nope. This is new, then.
Well, what's the one with the dragon? I thought it was a stained glass cloak.
Dragon. Maybe that's an LON item. I don't know.
No. Maybe not. I don't...
Well, I'm only seeing four cloaks in the marketplace. Yeah, the one that Chromie linked. That's the one I'm talking about. There's no dragon on it. At least not that I can see. It's got, like, Antonia Bale in a bathing suit on one side, and,
Oh, that is different.
Yeah. And Lucan on the other.
Yeah, let me see if I can find the right one. Marketplace.
Yeah, Chromia is saying that the dragon one is from Legends of Norrath.
Oh. Okay.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Domino just linked it. Thanks, Domino. Oh, yeah, that is a nice one. It's a red dragon.
Okay, that's LON?
Yeah.
So that's the one Urson got, but I believe that's what Nobrin created.
It's a nice one. I like it. That's cool. Red dragon there. We got a scroll on one side and it's like a treasure chest on the other. I like that.
Oh.
Yeah, Domino is saying that the stained glass one is new. Oh, well, created by an art intern they had with them for a month. He also did the Cloak of the Aura.
I thought Nobrin did the, you mean the one with the one that's in the marketplace now?
Yes, the stained glass replica was done by an intern.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. And thank you, Domino, for that information. We love Domino.
I know. I have a question for Domino, sort of.
Well, go right ahead.
This was coming up in the channel the other day I was in. I don't remember. Maybe it was the OGR channel. Somebody was asking, you know, if wearing all the Farseed Trader gear that you can get, the crafting gear, mm-hmm. being on the horse and everything, if it actually does increase the chance of getting rares. I couldn't answer them because I have not worn my gear since... Otis was found, so I couldn't tell you. I know how long it takes me to find a rare now, which is
rare.
About an hour. After about an hour of harvesting, I might get one rare. So I couldn't tell them if it does increase. I know that I don't even know if there's a cap on harvesting, because I know you can get all this gear put on and it's supposed to increase your harvesting, but if your harvesting's already maxed out, does it increase it any more after that? And does that really, really increase your chance of harvesting a rare?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know. That's a domino question.
We want to know, oh domino.
Domino says it does increase your chance a bit. Not a huge increase, though, but it's non-zero. There's no cap. I think the answer to this is on the forums recently, actually.
All right.
I have to go read
that. So it does help a bit. All right.
Because I know the higher your harvesting skill,
mm-hmm.
the better chance you have of getting a rare. Like, I can go back to some of the older zones, like B-Rot. And because I'm maxed in my harvesting, the chances of me plucking out a rare is better than somebody else coming out there and who's still working up their harvesting.
Right.
I know that. So the next time that person asks, I will be able to say, yes, a little bit. And I'll have to go to the forums and find out where they've been talking about it then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I haven't really went out and worn all my harvesting, quote-unquote, gear from the Far Seed Trading Company in a long time. I have a full set of the armor, I have the I have the unicorn, I have the you know, other stuff I could put on.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really tried putting all that on and then going harvesting lately, so. I don't know. I should try that. Right now, I've been, working on my adornment skills.
How you coming with that?
Let me look. I'm getting close to 300.
That's good.
If I can find the right button to push anymore. I can't see. Oh, there we go. I think. Yep. Skills. Trade skills. Thank you. Somebody turned it on. I'm at 285 right now. I don't know what my, Transmuting. I'm actually maxed out at transmuting, finally.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Which means I can transmute, level 90 stuff now.
Excellent. Yay.
So, I know that, let's see, what else does Domino say? There's also some changes in the, game update 58 notes on test now. They say the trade skill gear bonuses are being improved, specifically the plus to progress and plus to durability will be better. Previously, the bonuses just modified the base amount of the progress durability and didn't apply to the bonus that got added depending on what spell you pressed. Now the bonus applies to both. Okay. So it'll make it easier when you're actually crafting. It'll kick in better. He's good.
He is good, yes.
That's another thing I haven't done in a while.
What's that?
One of the crafting instances.
Ah.
I should.
I haven't been doing a lot of crafting in general. I mean, I just had to fill my quiver up. Because it came to a head.
Oh.
Jethel Silverwing met Silverwing.
You did?
Yes.
And?
We kicked his ass.
But what happened to the head?
I have no idea.
You didn't fight for the head?
Nah.
Yeah, hon!
I don't know who got the head. But, yeah, we were there for, we got Urson, his mythical.
Right.
So congratulations to Urson for the Mirage Star. Wait a minute, I gotta do that again. The Mirage Star.
I still want Silverwing's head.
On a platter?
Yes.
All right.
She almost cost you your last name.
They wouldn't dare touch me.
Oh, came close.
No way. I'll kill them. I'll kill them all! I gotta go see what Arisen's doing. He's been building something in the guild hall.
I do know that going out to Hallis and doing the transmuting trade skill thingy out there has helped a lot. I'll usually go do that, and then I'll work on some more levels. And then wait the day and then go do that and work on some more levels. It's helping. Because there seems to be a short supply of powders and shard things.
Shard things.
For each level.
Yeah.
So what else have you been up to?
Well, we're still trying to find Santania.
Well, go on about that. What happened? What has happened so far?
Well, Santania went missing over a week ago now.
Was there any notes?
Well, let's see. A locket was found by Tamriel out in Butcher Block. It's been confirmed that the locket was given to Santania by Nicotel. And, God, let's see what else. Last night, a gnomish tunic was found inside the guild hall.
So, could she be just, you know, naked, running around streaking all over the place or something?
No, no, no. We're thinking, oh, I'm sorry, it was a charm, not a locket, I'm sorry. But, as it looks right now, it's an inside job. Someone that knew her has taken her.
Inside the guild?
Could be, because the guard, tunic was found at the banker. So the guards didn't think twice about whoever it was that dropped it. So it's looking like it could be an inside job.
And has anybody checked your skiff?
She's not in my skiff. Okay. Santini is not naked, chained up in my skiff.
Okay,
and
just checking.
And if you go to the banker, you will notice the barbarian guard has been replaced with a dwarf guard. Jethel fired the barbarian.
Aww.
We role-played that out last night. It was actually pretty funny. I was shouting in the guild hall and stuff, and I really laid into the barbarian guard, and I fired his ass. And I replaced him with a dwarf. It was pretty funny, actually. Yeah, but the dwarf has no name. So we need
to... He has no name?
We have a dwarf with no name. That's our new contest! Name that dwarf!
Guard dwarf.
What's that?
Guard.
Yes. Dwarf. That's going to be the new contest for the Jethel Silverwing Show, folks. I want people to submit names for our new dwarf guard. He is currently unnamed. You can submit those to... I mean, you can just send me an in-game mail if you want to. Jethel on the Antonia Bale server. You can send them to demon@kithacore.org. And the person whose name for the dwarf that we pick, let's see, we'll have people send us names, we'll put them on the site and get votes. How's that?
Sounds good.
And the person who wins, the dwarf gets named after them, and they get something from the goodie bag, from the goodie box, I should say. That sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, I'll write that up and post it on the site, too. So we're looking for good dwarf names.
Yep. Has a chance for swag, guys.
Has a chance for swag. Has a chance to have a dwarf in my guild hall named with the name that you chose.
So choose a name, either send me an in-game mail, Jethel on the Antoni mail server, or you can send it to demon@kithacore.org. Yeah. And then we'll put the names that we have been submitted on a list, and I will set up a poll on the website for people to vote for the name, and if your name gets chosen, then you'll get something from the box, and the dwarf
will have a name.
So there we go.
Dwarf name.
Impromptu contest. And I think we'll run that contest for a week. So I'll run that contest for a week, and I'll post that on kithacore.org tonight. Alright, what else is going on? Not a lot's going on. I mean, hoping to find Santania very soon. Honestly, it's going a little long. Not much else is happening in-game. I mean, not to me, anyway. I should really turn down my in-game music. It's starting to interfere with me here. Let's see here. I want to apologize to the folks at Sony Online Entertainment who received my petition last week saying that I could not find Jin 2's gift. Apparently, I had it equipped the entire time. It's just my inventory window has changed a little bit, and I normally had my charms on the bottom, but they're now on the top, and I didn't see it. So sorry about that. I had it on me the whole time.
That's just too friggin' amusing.
That is amusing. And apparently only casters get a spell that can be scribed, because all I'm getting here is a feather.
They said for you had to be in the zone or something. Remember?
Now, I have used it, so let me check my let me check my knowledge book. Maybe it's self-scribed or something. Call the guild hall, call the row. I'm going to go up there right now. That's right. Last week, the zone was having problems and I couldn't get up there to try it. So let me go up there now. See if I can scribe this. You know, we just save an inventory spot on my end. Oh, yeah. Urson had picked up one of our transportation pods, you know, the teleportation pads, and left the zone. Well, that gets rid of it. You can't leave the zone with him.
Yeah.
So he's like, where do we get new ones? And I'm like, well, the thing you summon them with is in the hall somewhere. I couldn't remember where the hell I put it. So we're searching around. Duh, it's right here.
What?
Well, turn around and come to me.
Turn around. And what?
Over here, hello.
Yeah?
It's that thing in the middle of the pools.
What is that?
That's the thing where you can summon a new teleport pad.
This?
Yeah.
How come I don't have a create portal? Pick up portals. Mm-hmm. Teleport pads, you mean these things?
Yes. But you can only have 8 of them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Now, Urson was building something. He hasn't shown me what he's going to be building yet. And he wanted to know if he can grab one of the pads to make it easier to go back and forth to the location. I'm, yeah, sure, go ahead. We'll just put it back later, you know? And he left the zone. Okay, where am I going? Sundered Frontier.
I'll go to number two. There we go. You know what I want for dinner some point soon?
What?
Beef stew. You know, meat, potatoes, carrots.
Ew.
Little pearlines. Right.
Yeah,
I know you don't. You're not much for stew. I know that. But maybe I'll just pick up a thing at Denny Moore. There are some meals that I'm not real fond of, but Denny Moore does actually have a really good beef stew. So maybe I'll just do that. Okay, I'm in the zone. Ginger's leaf. Equip, destroy, use. Okay. What about the leaf itself? Examine. Pluck a frond or leave the plant as is. I'm not seeing a scribe here. And if I try to pluck a frond, it says I already have one. So if I examine the frond...
Printing started. The paper has jammed.
Apparently your paper has jammed, hon.
Sorry.
No.
Nope. Jam.
It's not letting me do it.
Push that button.
Use. I will use it. That's probably just going to, you know, send me to the thing. Maybe I have to do it within the camp. I don't know. Going to see some pandas. Maybe Domino knows. The thing that ports you to the pandas in Sundered Frontier. I got a thing here. I'm going to destroy the frond. Destroying the frond. And then I'm going to examine the thing again. Pluck. And I have received Gentoo's leaf. I can use, examine, equip, or destroy. I have equipped it, and it is in my charm slot. And it's just examine, unequip. Yeah, I can't scribe this. So I don't know what the deal is. I mean, even the examination of Gentoo's gift says, scribe the ability of Gentoo's gift to your knowledge book. But it's not letting me do it. Bug. I will bug report it. Bug. Category. Content. Subcategory. Okay, Tat is saying it could be because I don't have a spell area. And that's what I was saying. Maybe rangers can't describe it. Could very well be. What the hell do I know? Well, yeah, that's probably it. It's probably because I'm a ranger and I don't have a spot to scribe. And apparently Urson is going to show me what he's been building. So I will port to him. And teleport to...
Printing complete.
Urson. And Elquindina's printing is complete.
Aren't you happy?
What are you printing? Stuff?
Tickets.
Tickets to what?
To the Tudor Gallery.
Ah, wait a minute. Oh, okay. Okay, let's see what Urson was making. Oh, apparently it's in the castle. Going in the castle. Well, come on, let's go. I think I'm going to go ahead and take us on a music break while he's showing me this. So we're going to be back in a few minutes. We're going to have a music break.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethro Silverwing Show right after this break.
All right, we're back from the break a little bit early. You know, we really don't have anything else to talk about. Nothing really happening in games, stuff like that. I think we're going to have a short show this week, and Elquin and I are going to go watch a movie. I think Elquin needs some movie time. Needs some movie time, hon?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm just going to leave the music going for a while, and we'll post this show later on. Remember, the Name That Dwarf. Send possible names of for a dwarf guard to demon@kithacore.org, or you can send in-game mail Jethel on the Antonia Bale server. And we'll put it to a vote, and whoever wins will get something from the swag box. All right, that's going to be it for
this.
What?
There's a RP tavern opening tonight. Intrigue will be opening tonight for social gaming and drinking.
I covered that.
You did.
That was the first thing you did. That's the first thing we did.
I'm out of it.
I mean, look at the time they're saying. 7 Pacific time. We already did that.
I just saw that now.
Yeah, I already covered that.
All right, fine. Be that
way. Yeah, apparently Intrigue...
Take my thunder.
Intrigue is still open. 2 Freedom Road, South Freeport.
Intrigue.
Last time I was there, they were having a masquerade. You came in costume. So I don't know what they're doing tonight, but hey. Going over to Intrigue.
Why is there a
thing?
Hanging lantern over here by the Wizard Spire, and it's just sort of hanging in air.
You're just noticing that now?
Yep.
It's like been there since day one.
I don't look up much, okay?
It's just there for light.
Yeah, I'm drained. I'm out of it.
Yeah, that's okay. I've had those days myself. All right, we're going to go watch a movie. I'll put on a bunch of music. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully there'll be more to talk about. Jethel Silverwing Show. Kithacore.org, OnlineGamingRadio.com. Good night, everyone.
Well, that's it. You wasted another night. Tune in to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio, IRC Chat, hosted by Global Gamers. The Jethel Silverwing Show is produced by a sack of walnuts, a package of expired Twinkies, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, some weird guy named Biff who wears a trench coat in a dark alley behind the school down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Make sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the U.K. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.